Officials originally proposed putting a full $500,000 towards the borough's housing relief program. That's the program that authorizes $1,200 monthly payments to landlords and mortgage lenders for households earning less than about $84,000 a year and have lost income due to the pandemic. The program was created in July, but is projected to run out of funds next month. But Borough Finance Director Sinigu Batayo said the program could be sustained through the end of December with less. She also reminded the Assembly that the unspent CARES Act funds in 2021 would have to be returned to the federal government. So Assemblymember Sven Westergaard suggested splitting the difference by putting more towards reimbursing borough expenses, namely protective equipment and gear not paid for by FEMA or other grant programs. Assemblymember Jeremy Bynum said he thought that was fair.
And that overall would benefit the whole community as a whole equally with the remainder of the funds.
Westergaard also floated the idea of another round of child care assistance grants. Those were $500 direct payments for anyone with a child that said they'd taken a financial hit from the pandemic. But the borough's legal counsel, who is also a KRBD board member, it should be noted, said the housing program was more in line with federal guidance. So the Assembly voted unanimously to designate $350,000 for rent and mortgage assistance. That includes a bit of a cushion over officials' estimates, but anything left over from that and other programs will be put back towards reimbursing pandemic-related government expenses and first responders' salaries outside city limits. That'll be at least $265,000. In other business, the Assembly heard from pandemic response officials, including the head of Ketchikan's hospital and the area's lead state public health nurse. Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center Chief Administrative Officer Dory Stevens said the local hospital was well-equipped to handle up to 13 severe COVID-19 patients at a time. Other hospital wings could also be repurposed to expand that capacity further. But Stevens pleaded with residents to make sure that those limits aren't tested. That means wearing masks, washing hands, and keeping distance.
And I can't say enough to please limit traveling over the holidays and other outside and keep the holiday dinners very small to only be your immediate household. I just can't stress the importance enough of this to try to keep our numbers down so that we don't put a stress on our healthcare system here.
An outbreak that spread rapidly in town starting in late October appears to be fading. The number of active infections fell by 20 on Monday. As of Monday afternoon, 30 people were known to be COVID-19 positive in Ketchikan. Updated data was not available as of Tuesday afternoon. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.